Stand by, America. We're coming to you with a salute from the USO. To the guys in the service and the hospitals, too, so gather around and on with the show.
This is Bob Forrest speaking and inviting you to relax and enjoy yourself as we bring you a salute from show business, beamed to the veterans in the hospitals and the young men who are a part of our peacetime army. In the coming months, Veterans Hospital Camp shows will bring live entertainment and music to veterans hospitals and army camps all over the country. And for the next half hour, we're going to present some of the stars who will furnish this entertainment. So on with the show as we present your master of ceremonies, George Murphy.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the very charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable. You.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and greetings from all of us to all of you. You know, getting together a half-hour show of top entertainment is a pretty big job, especially when it's for such a cause like this one. Those lads in the hospitals and in the army camps can feel mighty lonely at times, so it's up to us to make them forget their loneliness. Well, like I said, it was a tough job trying to put this show together all by myself, so I called in a couple of mighty capable guys to help me. They're both old hands at this entertainment business, and when I explained what this show was all about, they were only too happy to jump in and lend a hand. And here they are, Jack Carson and Eddie Bracken.
Pardon me, my name is Eddie Bracken.
The infirmary is right through there.
You don't understand. I heard a rumor that you were putting on a radio show.
Yeah, where did you hear that rumor?
Oh, the usual place. A couple of fellows were... A couple of fellows were discussing it while I was washing my hands.
Yeah. Well, that's... They beat you slightly, but it's all right. It's true. We were thinking of putting on a radio program. Why?
Well, you probably need an announcer with pep and vitality, so here I am.
Well, I'm sorry, son, but you won't do. We were planning on getting an announcer with blood.
Oh, I got blood. It's just inside of me where it doesn't show.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a great idea. I can't use you as an announcer, but I do need a singer.
A singer?
Sure. You look sick enough to be a wonderful crooner.
Who, me?
Sure, your cheeks have just that right flush of green. There's only one thing, kid. Do you think you have swoon power?
Swoon power? Yeah. What does swoon mean?
Well, that's when you faint and fall on the floor.
Well, I do that every morning. Yeah.
What a discovery you're going to turn out to be. Now, let's see. We'll need a bow tie for your Adam's apple, of course. Have you got a bow tie, kid?
I haven't even got an Adam's apple.
Oh, that's great. You're going to be a much bigger sensation than Frank Sinatra. Oh. How much do you weigh, son?
98 pounds.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Exercise will take off some of that.
But, say, Mr. Carson, haven't you overlooked one little item?
What's that?
I can't sing.
Haven't you ever done any singing at all?
Well, when I was a little boy, I sang in the choir, but my voice was so high they put a dress on me and made me sing with the girls.
They put you in with the girls?
Yeah, but by the time I was old enough to enjoy it, my voice changed.
Well, you won't have to worry about inexperience. I'll teach you how to sing myself. I know all about singing, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know, my sister studied voice. Yeah, she studied the Hungarian method.
Yeah, well, that's kid stuff. That's for beginners. Now, the way I teach...
Well, I wish you'd explain what the Hungarian method is to me.
The Hungarian method?
Yeah.
Explain it? Oh, explain it. Yes, the Hungarians start a note way down in the epiglottis.
Way down there, did they?
Well, they have to. A note's got to have a running start to get past one of those Hungarian dinners.
I still don't understand the principle.
What?
I say we still don't understand the principle of the method.
Oh, yes, the principle. Well, you see, from there, the tone moves up diagonally through the diaphragm, swings around the auditory chamber, and then makes a left turn at the esophagus.
It makes a... how do you know which way it turns?
It holds out one tonsil and be quiet.
Mr. Carson, I don't think this singing job is a thing for me.
Don't say that, kid. I'll have the contract ready for you first thing in the morning.
Oh, well, I'm not sure I want the job. My father told me about the temptation a young boy might meet up to in show business.
Oh, they're exaggerated, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, isn't it a fact that I might be thrown in the society of chorus girls?
Oh, no, not a chance.
Isn't it possible that seductive, adventurous women may wait for me at the stage door?
Certainly not.
You're sure about that?
Absolutely.
Then I know I don't want the job.
Wait a minute.
Thanks, fellas. It's nice to know you've both been in there pitching since USO Veterans Hospital camp shows got underway. There will be a lot more stars handing out their special brand of medicine, folks. Medicine that can do more than any doctors or pills. Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't get me wrong. I'm not casting any slurs on the medical profession. But if you can walk out before a line of wheelchairs and see a face drawn with pain suddenly light up with a smile, well, I think any doctor listening will know what I mean. Just to give you an example... I'm going to ask a couple of mighty fine entertainers to come out here and give you a sample of their cure-all. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dinah Shore and Dr. Danny Kaye.
Love, it can get you in the strangest messes. I know your story well. It's just like talk. You had a gal.
That's what me mama, what a gal was Mary.
He was your best gal.
Oh, beat me daddy, what a pal was Mary.
That is, you see, what I mean is you thought she was your best gal.
Joe, the Fairfax, Joe, the Fairfax, I had a friend.
Oh, Joe, the rock of Gypsy Brother.
He was my best friend.
Oh, so sweet as chocolate malta.
I told my friend about my gal, cause I thought he was my best friend.
Gypsy Roma, Pumi Roma, life was sweet.
I was a happy man.
Then came the bust up that busted my trust up, the fireworks began.
You lost your gal.
Oh, murder, Jackson, blow those blues for me.
You lost your friend.
Oh, murder in the first degree.
I got a feeling that something will happen. This won't be the end. No, I'll find a new friend. Yes, I'll find a new gal. Oh, ho, this won't be the end of me.
Well, zoot, well, boot, well, all root. With a hepa, 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 and a step.
Greetings, Gate. How you been?
Oh, feeling great. Give me some skin.
Looking sharp.
Oh, sharp as hard.
Feeling keen.
Hey, keen as a bean.
No tears for Mary.
Head dry as the prairie.
No woe for Joe.
Oh, no.
No beating a grave.
Oh, nay.
No busted ticker.
Oh, ticker, slicker.
Well, toast me, Melba. Is this a fact?
Be
me, Daddy, and I'll hit you back.
Well, zoop, well, boop, well, all right. With a heppa, 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 and a step, step, step.
Hey, good looking.
What is it, cookie?
Feeling groovy.
Groovy as a movie.
Soft and mellow.
Mellow as a jello.
Want to be my chicken?
Now you the clicking.
No kyak, yak.
Solid jack.
Well, ration me some passion. Pinch me some woo.
On the button, glutton. The macaroon.
Well, grill me lamb chop. Well, all right.
Stop me, Mama, cause it's Saturday night.
Well, zoop, well, boop, well, all root. With a heppa, 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 and a step, step, step.
I hear the doodle about it.
Hear the doodle about it.
Oh, la ki tata, ho e la ki ma.
Oh, la ki tata, ho e la ki ma.
Oh, j'en veux dire, quel fromage.
Oh, j'en veux dire, quel fromage.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi.
Hum, hum.
Hum, hum.
Woof, woof.
Well, zoop, well, boop, well, all right. With a
gentlemen, is a good healthy dose of that special brand of medicine I've been talking about. And is it appreciated? Well, let me read you a letter which was sent to USO headquarters in New York by a veteran in one of those hospitals. I am sending you this letter to thank you for the wonderful show you sent us last week, and to tell you how much it meant to me. Before I do, I want to explain that my nurse wrote this letter for me because I lost both hands when a mine exploded in Leyte. For a long time after I got back here to the States, I guess I kind of lost faith in everything. I figured that once they stuck me in a hospital, they'd close the door on me and I'd be forgotten. You see, I don't have any family, and I figured there wasn't anybody who'd take time to visit a stranger. But that's where I figured wrong. Since I've been here, folks like Bill Holden and Nancy Kelly, Peter Lorre, Marie McDonald, and a lot more are dropping in from time to time. I can't tell you how much their visits meant to me, even if it was only to stop by my bed for a second and just say hello. That's why I had to send you this letter, and to thank you for everything, and to say God bless you all. Now, as long as we keep getting letters like that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep on visiting and entertaining the boys who want us. Whether it's for an audience of one or 100, we'll be there. And now, on with the show. Stepping up to join the festivities as a man who has nothing but pity for himself, the sad sack from Syria, Danny Thomas.
I'd like to sing a little Western song for you, if I may. I know I don't look Western. Matter of fact, I was born in the East. But today I'm as Western as a longhorn. I swear if I was one given to making pretty speeches, I'd say of the West she is Mother Nature, resplendent in her God-given regalia, with her mountains and her valleys, her rocks, her rills and streams, and prairie and ranch country. You just ain't lived till you've lived in the West. Of course, I know what you're going to say if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Easterner. Typical cosmopolite. Happens to be the correct pronunciation. I reckon I can quote you. You're going to say, what's with that West hay? What is that already? No action out there. No chemin de fer. 5-card start. 7-card feet. What is that west? You die a slow dead out there. I'm the kind of guy like the better horse. Spin the wheel, shake the dice. What do you give me the west? No action. Well, if you come under that category, stranger, got news for you. They're waiting for you in Las Vegas.
We know, don't we?
Yeah, with outstretched arms, they're waiting for you in Las Vegas. You think you're a betting man? You a city slicker? Get out to Las Vegas. They'll bet you how the wind is going to blow next day and give you a choice of direction. They bet to live and live to bet. I swear I never got both feet off the train my first trip to Las Vegas. Some tough-looking hombre walked up to me, cased me for a split. He said, "Hold it, slicker. 2-1, you're dead." Would you believe it? I was afraid to bet. I mean, there was one bet I couldn't afford to lose. Then I had my first meal in Las Vegas with seven other men. Kind of family style. I said to the feller sitting next to me, "Would you please pass a slice of bread?" So help me, I caught him dealing from the bottom of the loaf. This was just a polite hint that there'd be a game of five card in the back room. I got to thinking, shucks, five card stud? A baby can play that game. Of course, a baby don't win, you understand, but he can play it. Well, this baby didn't win either. Win? When I tell you a royal flush wasn't good enough. Got a rough idea what kind of game this was. What do you think beat my royal flush? Pair of deuces and 5, 6, 7 of hearts. And a six shooter. Fella called it Timbuktu. That was the name of the hand, Timbuktu. On 2 o'clock in the morning, I caught the same hand myself. Pair of deuces and 5, 6, 7 of hearts. And I bet it right up to the hilt, too, brother. I bet it heavy. Fella beat me with a pair of jacks. Same size six-shooter. And he said, "I'm sorry, stranger. Timbuktu is good only once a night." I got really lucky. I caught six queens. You're laughing. I threw them in. I didn't even bet. And it's a dang good thing I didn't. The fella next to me had six kings. He come in third. Finally, I said, "Look, I ain't so good at cards. How about the dice there?" Me and my fat, ugly mouth. There was one little runt there made 17 passes in a row, and all the hard way. He finally threw a 9 the hard way. Have you heard of such a thing, a 9 the hard way? 3 trays. You're wrong, lady. It wasn't 3 trays, it was 2 4-and-a-half. I mean, if it's action you want, get out to Las Vegas. Shucks, that ain't the part of the West I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ranch country. Never forget riding over the range. I was riding kind of a polite horse that day. Yes, sir. That horse was so dang polite, every time we came to a fence, he let me go over first. But I reckon I could stand out here for days talking about the West. But I'm afraid some of the kids listening tonight might really and truly love the West. Maybe I've overstepped my bounds here, burlicuing it. So I'd like to vindicate myself. Sing for you. I know I'm out of line singing a ballad, but I'm going to do it anyhow. It's called Song of the West, and I did it not so long ago on a nightclub floor, and folks from out the Republic Picture Way said that they'd like it for Roy Rogers, and I gave them the song for Roy. for free. They should hang by their eyelids so long. I want to sing. First of all, before I sing my own ballad, a little song that was doing right smart before Bing Crosby came along and made a record, never. But I reckon he didn't hurt her none. I reckon. That's Western talk, ma'am.
Oh, 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 not right. Where the deer and the antelope play.
Wish Crosby was here. I'd have him whistle for me.
And where seldom is heard of discouraging words,
'cause what could an antelope say? Now, you gotta believe me, honestly, this time, honestly, I'm gonna sing a legitimate Western song. Beat it out for me, will you, Walter? Got my boy Walter Pop from Chicago back here at the piano. Gentlemen of the orchestra, here goes nothing. How I love to sing about the wonders of the Golden West, 'cause I love to sing all about my home, about her mountains high and the valleys that I love best, and the purple sky. I could write a tone. I swear, nowhere is there such beauty, and you can bet that's why the sun chose it as the place to set. How I love to sing about the glory of the Golden West, 'cause I love to sing all about my home. I love to sing about my home.
Thousand thanks, Danny. I'm sure there isn't a dry eye in the house. So far in this program, ladies and gentlemen, we've told you the part that we in show business will play in helping to bring entertainment to the fellas in the hospitals. Now it's your turn. That's right, you were sitting by your radios. Besides entertainment, there are the clubs, the recreation, and the spiritual guidance which the USO will provide for those of our young men who are part of our peacetime army. USO can't do the job alone. It needs the constant support of the American people, all of them, and that means you. You can help by sending your generous donations to USO. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, those boys in the Veterans Hospital and in the camps need a laugh and they need a song. And just so you won't forget it, here's Michel Perrier with the orchestra to remind you that the song is you. Michel? This is George Murphy again saying thanks on behalf of the USO. So long, folks.
Murphy, Jack Carson, Eddie Bracken, Dinah Shore, Danny Kaye, and Danny Thomas for bringing us On with the Show. The program was conceived and produced in Hollywood by Milton Kahn and Will Scott. The orchestra was under the direction of Michelle Perrier. On with the Show was arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, and the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Bob Forrest speaking.